Good Tuesday to you, Squamish. It will be a mostly sunny day today, with no rain in the forecast, according to Environment Canada. The wind is blowing from the north at 30 km per hour, except 50 km per hour gusting over southern sections this morning. The clouds will return this evening. Did you know? Winds are named after the direction from which they blow. So, northeasterly winds blow from the northeast, and a land breeze blows from the land towards the ocean. Air moves because the sun does not warm the surface of Earth evenly, according to Let's Talk Science. We will see a high of 3°C and a low down to -1°C overnight. Looking ahead, local meteorologist Jason Ross says a ridge of high pressure will build over the south coast early this week, bringing drier conditions and strong outflow winds through the coastal inlets. The ridge of high pressure will dominate through at least Friday. A mix of sun and cloud can be expected both today and Wednesday. Temps will be at 5°C or below all week during the day and 2°C or below at night. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Estevan Point, on Vancouver Island, which hit 8.8°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 7°C. The coldest spot in BC on November 25 was Dawson Creek, which dropped to -31.3°C. Today's hot spot is set to be Discovery Island, which could reach 7.1°C. The coldest spot is slated to be Dawson Creek again, which is set to dip to -24.5°C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on November 26 was at 7:43 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:18 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its waning crescent phase. The area illuminated on the surface of the moon during this phase is in the shape of a crescent, and the amount of sunlight reflecting off of the moon is decreasing. The term waning means decreasing, which is why this moon phase is called waning crescent. This phase is one step in the cycle away from the new moon phase, where the Earth, moon, and sun are in a straight line. As this phase is nearing, the sun and moon's gravitational pull causes the bulge size of Earth's tides to increase, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 17.56%. The moon is currently located in the constellation of Virgo, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 2:55 a.m. Moonset is at 2:11 p.m. Tides. The next high tide today is at 1:56 p.m. Height, 4.35 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next low tide will be at 9:06 p.m. 1.79 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, seawater temperature in Howe Sound today is 8.8°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2016 and was 9.5°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2013 at 7.5°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 7.5°C in the next 10 days. November average water temperature in Howe Sound is 8.8°C, the minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 11.2°C. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law, on BC. Roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol, or M+S, on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Tonight, there's miniature paint night at Arrow Wood Games, located at 38157 2 Avenue, from 7 to 10 p.m. Join Arrow Wood Games for an open paint night. Bring your minis, models, meet new and old friends, and paint to your heart's content, reads the listing. November 27, there's the long and short storytelling at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 7 to 10 p.m. The long and short is an evening of true and personal stories. Each month is centered around a theme. We invite ordinary people to share their stories with an audience. At the long and short, a storyteller is anyone with a story to tell. November's theme is, What Goes Around, Comes Around, reads the listing, November 28 to Deck.14. Check out Squamish at dusk at 38550 Loggers Lane from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy magical evenings of illumination at Squamish at dusk, which brightens Rose Park for 3 weekends from November 28. Experience immersive environments, light art, and interactive light installations, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Driving issues to note today until November 28, on Highway 99, in both directions, watch for road maintenance that is planned between Garibaldi Highway and Ocean Point Drive for 3.2 kilometers west Vancouver to 2 kilometers south of Lions Bay. Work is scheduled from 7:30 a.m. on Monday until Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Gas prices in Squamish. Regular gas is going for 167.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Doctor in Whistler. Gas is going for 175.9 per liter at Chevron, located at 8110 Crazy Canuck Doctor in Pemberton. Fill up for 168.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street, according to GasBuddy. One of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Grand Forks, where you can fill up for 145.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas, located at 2773 Central Avenue in Vancouver. You will pay 159.9 per liter at the Co-op, at 24795 Fraser Highway, Aldergrove.